From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP's board of directors is meeting an emergency session in London to consider President Obama's demand that the company set aside money to pay claims by people and businesses harmed by the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The administration is not stating an exact dollar figure, but White House advisor David Axelrod told NBC's Meet the Press the funding must be substantial.
We want to make sure that money is escrowed for the legitimate claims that are going to be made and are being made by businesses down in the Gulf. People have been damaged by this, and we want to make sure that that money is independently administered.
President Obama heads back to the Gulf Coast today, two areas he has not visited on his previous three trips since the spill began. Then Mr. Obama speaks to the nation about the oil spill tomorrow evening. Thousands of refugees are gathering at the border between Kyrgyzstan and neighboring Uzbekistan. The crowds are mainly Uzbeks, desperately trying to flee the ethnic violence that has left parts of the country's south in ruins. NPR's David Green reports more than 100 people have been killed.
After several days of violence in southern Kyrgyzstan, Osh and Jalalabad appear to be calmer. But that's only because ethnic Kyrgyz, primarily gangs of young men, have successfully driven many of their Uzbek neighbors away, intimidating them with gunfire and metal bars. The city of Osh, the second largest in Kyrgyzstan, is in ruins. More than 100 people have died, according to the Kyrgyz government. Officials in neighboring Uzbekistan say the number's much higher. Both sides have blamed each other for the violence. Attention has now turned to a potential humanitarian disaster with food shortages on the border and a desperate need for refugee camps. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
An appeals court in San Francisco hears arguments today in a case that revisits allegations of detainee abuse during the Bush administration. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on the case against former Justice Department lawyer John Yoo.
John Yoo wrote memos after the September 11th attacks, giving a green light to harsh detainee interrogation tactics. One of the men who spent years behind bars, Jose Padilla, is suing Yoo for money damages to cover his mental and physical stress. Last year, a federal judge allowed the case to move forward over objections from Yoo and the Obama administration. Government officials say the decision would deter lawyers from service, and Yoo says he's not to blame for Padilla's harsh captivity. Human rights groups say a win for Padilla could offer a reckoning for the Bush approach to national security. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Spirit Airlines is canceling all of its flights through tomorrow as it tries to cope with a strike by its pilots. Some Spirit passengers, such as David Elliott, are fuming.
I'm trapped in Detroit when I have to be in New York at work. It's awful. I'm never going to book with them again.
Spirit serves cities mainly in the eastern United States, as well as the Caribbean and some destinations in Latin America. This is NPR News from Washington. On Wall Street, investors are hoping the recent rally in stocks rolls onward and upward this week, but analysts are keeping a close eye on Europe, looking for signs that the debt crisis there may be stabilizing. And as NPR's Carol Van Dam reports, reports on some economic data in the U.S. are due out this week.
The federal government will report on the producer and consumer prices indexes for May, along with housing starts and industrial production. A weekly report on jobless claims is also due to be released. And the National Association of Home Builders announces its housing market index for June. Also this week, the Conference Board releases its report on leading economic indicators for the month of May. Meantime, world stocks are heading for a fourth straight day of gains as investors seem confident of global economic recovery and less concerned over Europe's debt problems. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Police in South Africa have clashed with workers at one of the sites where World Cup soccer games are being played, the police firing tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the workers who were unhappy about their pay. In World Cup competition, defending champion Italy plays its first game today, taking on Paraguay. The goalkeeper for the U.S. team may have broken ribs. The team will decide later today whether Tim Howard needs further medical evaluation. Next game for the U.S. team is Friday against Slovenia. The Boston Celtics now have an edge in the NBA championships. The Celtics lead the series 3-2 after downing the Los Angeles Lakers 92-86 last night. Paul Pierce led the Celtics scoring with 27 points.
My teammates found a good job getting me open, setting picks, but it was all in the team flow, and it was great.
The series now moves back to Los Angeles with the next game tomorrow night. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.